Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother, Dr. F. King Slaughter on the wheels of steel. That's DJ Boom. Who is that he bumping over there? I like him. Okay, whoever that is, I like him. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing. It's a Fantasy Friday. In the beautiful city called the A. And you would think it couldn't get any more beautiful, but it just did. In the studio, Sunshine just walked in, and this person, and I told you, I promised you, I teased you, this person is an actress, a producer, a writer, a former, oh, and I guess she's still a ballerina. Yeah, yars. And just a beautiful sister who's actually following me on Instagram now. So I'm gonna officially do the Instagram thing now since I got my sister.
And Twitter.
And my Twitter too. And I'm gonna start doing that stuff because I'm just a Facebooker because I'm old, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please join me in welcoming our dear sister, Victoria Royal.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor.
How you doing, Dr. Roll?
I am well. I flew in. Travel was uneventful. And when travel is uneventful, I'm happy.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Ain't it?
Man, I'm looking at your hair. Mm. And we had, I had a sister on a few months ago named Dr. Well, actually, Mama Konta. Her first name is Mama. Okay. And she's from Senegal. Mm. And she wrote a book called The Mother Braid. And and as I look at your hair and I see the one in the middle going down, that's the mother braid.
The mother braid.
And she talked about this whole idea of black people in America being the newest tribe. And each tribe can be identified by their hairstyle.
Right.
And your identity is showing this morning.
Oh, yes. This mother has embraced her seasoning.
Yes.
And
it's a beautiful
her
thing.
Season.
Yeah.
The dye is not for me. I've worked too hard for every silver hair on my head.
I know that's real.
So I rock it and I roll it and thank you.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You have done so much in the field of entertainment, but people would know you best from The Young and the Restless.
The stories.
the stories.
Sorry.
I remember being in school, man. I was going to school at Tuskegee, and it was like we shut down. We got to see what's going on
right.
On The Young and the Restless. We supposed to be getting an education. And we was trying to get at them stories.
There's Drusilla and
yes,
Neil.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Olivia and Malcolm. Yes.
Yes.
We really laid it down in more ways than one. We brought an audience share, which I have to believe increased licensing fees.
I'm sure.
For the ownership. from CBS, which licenses the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But you did well. I'm with it,
did
I'm sure.
Did well. Yeah. Learned a lot.
Yeah.
Met incredible people, some of whom I'm still in touch with.
How long were you on that show?
14 years. But you would think I'm still on the show some 26 years later. They were talking about me yesterday, someone said.
Yeah. Yeah.
The character really resonated with the audience. It's a crossover audience, but it's over-indexed with black women in the South.
Mm-hmm.
That's our number one audience is in Louisiana. It's licensed to over 100 countries around the globe and through Sony. And I always was aware of that, of that audience share. And fortunately for me, my audience has followed me. My fans have followed me wherever I've gone. That could be the murder mystery audience with Dick Van Dyke and Diagnosis Murder, which is now a Hallmark show.
Right, right.
And now they followed me over to...
that's my mama's show.
Don't sleep on that because I'm working on developing a murder mystery show. But that audience has followed me to Bob Johnson's company, UMC.TV, the only black streaming company available. It stands for Urban Movie Channel.
Okay.
And AMC just became our parent company.
Okay.
And I'm in my third season with my soap opera, my dramedy comedy, dramcom, soap opera, Emmy nominated, The Rich and the Ruthless. Watch out now,
The Rich and the Ruthless. We got to watch that.
Got
to stream that situation.
You can see it on Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, Amazon Prime, but get your $4.99 subscription. That's once a month. That's more, you know, that's less than a cup of Starbucks coffee, let's face it.
Right, right, right. And since I'm boycotting Starbucks, I can use that money for
UMC.TV.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, until they start treating folks right around there. Resting the children for coming and having a meeting. I got problems with them. And they right downstairs. And every time I pass by, it smells so good, but it's my discipline. I use my discipline in order to continue. Because I got boycotts against some of everybody. You know, I just... single one-man boycotts.
Well, you know, I know about laying on the sword for cars. I grew up in foster care. I saw a lot of injustice. I saw a lot of lack of parity. And, of course, by the way, I'm here in town also to speak at the National CASA, National Conference at the Hyatt, on June 2nd. Former FBI director, Mr. James Comey, will be speaking. His wife, Patrice, will be introing me. So I'm excited about that. But, yeah, I'm one for cause and fairness.
Yeah. Now, I read you. Now, you're from Portland, Maine?
Yes, there are black people in Maine.
Well, I know. I mean, well, they was trying to escape, but they didn't make it.
They couldn't get across the frozen tundra.
Yeah, but, because I'm aware, you know, there's a lot of people don't know there's a large number of black people in Nova Scotia. That was like...
Underground Railroad.
Yeah. And so Portland, Maine was a haven maybe for black people during the time of our enslavement?
Sure. Underground Railroad, that was the last bastion through Brunswick, Maine.
Okay.
And you could go through, there's a bronze of a phenomenal bronze of a black man reaching up through a tunnel. And so Maine, it being the most northeastern state in the country, it was the last stop in the States before you went into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been there since the 1600s. Mm-hmm. One of the first Abyssinian churches is there.
Okay.
The NAACP is big there. The Preservation Society and a huge immigration population of Somalian, Ethiopian, and Sudanese refugees.
Okay.
Due to opportunities through the UN, but also through Catholic Charities. Okay. So I was just there in January.
And the state, and they must be welcoming, or else these people wouldn't go and stay.
Well, I think there was some resistance when they first came in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maine has had to warm to a bigger black population, and they have.
Okay.
Governor Janet Mills, who I've had the honor of meeting recently, I was there screening a movie that I produced about opioid addiction in January at the Portland Museum of Art titled Jacqueline and Jilly, starring Daphne Reed and Richard Brooks and Nico Austin Smith, others, Charmin Lee.
Okay.
But she's a good egg. Governor Janet Mills, and she really cares. And you know, I'm happy to see my brothers and sisters come from the continent and lay down their stake in the great state of Maine.
That's a beautiful thing. When we come back on the other side, I got one more break with you, if you will stay with me and don't leave me.
Not leaving.
Okay, don't leave me. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue. I just like people. Well, you know, I'm just a downtown, down home brother.
I see.
You know what I mean? And I know people love you and are very happy to hear you. And so perhaps
I love them too.
There'll probably be some callers that want to talk to you. And so I might be able to slide one in.
Okay, then.
But when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to keep it real. All right?
Okay, watch out now.
All right, we'll be black when we get back with more of this thing called The Movement. Don't you go anywhere. It's the blackest show on radio, and I got one of the most beautiful sisters on television in the studio with me, and it's a beautiful thing. It's all beautiful. I'm your brother. I'll be black when I get back with more. Black Talk the Hard Way on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
First and foremost, black people, if you listen to that name, you hear that name, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter.
Tell me Essex, England is down with the movement.
Oh my goodness, it's so down you can't get any deeper.
News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. I am your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. Up in here with me in the studio brightening it up is Dr. Victoria Rowell. You know her from all kinds of stuff, all on the TV for the last 20 years. You know, just everything. If I start naming stuff, you'd be like, well, you forgot that one. So it don't make no sense to just start naming stuff because just always one of the most beautiful presences on celluloid, on film, as well as coming at you now digitally, streaming to you. And, you know, and sister, I ain't going to be talking about, you know, age. I'm an old dude. I like being old.
We have the same color hair.
Yeah, we got the same color hair.
Sageness in you.
Yeah, and that's what I say. I mean, I always marvel. I've always marveled because I'm a church boy, and I'm in churches where black people always put on their best. You know, and historically and traditionally, and so. But I would always marvel at people who I know 100 years old, they got black hair. And particularly the dudes with the black mustaches, with the white up under it. You know what I'm saying? And it always.
With the white sideburns.
You know, it always looks so pretentious. But what I'm clear about is that what people always attempt to do is to emulate the people that they love and appreciate. And generally, those people are on film or in some kind of entertainment role. And people don't seem to understand that. The people that are in entertainment, they only look like that when they're entertaining. They don't look like that when they're not entertaining.
Right. But there's also, I think, Dr. Slaughter, this media push to retain youth. And whereas in other cultures, there is a respect for gaining wisdom and age. And so, you know, I was raised by a grandmotherly foster mother. And she, though she loved her wig, she called it Susie.
She had
put it on the styrofoam form every night with that
oh,
one
yeah.
pin.
Oh, yeah.
But, Yes, she taught me to appreciate and respect age, age in people, age in things, age in advice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm the beneficiary. Oftentimes foster children aren't left in a will, but mm-hmm. I'm the beneficiary of all of her wisdom and all the women who raised me. I'm honored to be here in Atlanta mm-hmm. for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. Once again, I want to remind our listeners that I'll be speaking at 9 a.m. on June 2nd at the Hyatt for the National CASA Convention. That stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates.
Okay.
They represent foster children in courts, very important people. We have a crowd about 1,200. And I'm also here to talk about a movie I promoted. Sorry, I'm promoting a movie
talk
I co-starred in mm-hmm. titled Pride and Prejudice Atlanta, a remake of Jane Austen's classic.
Ah.
Directed by black sister Rhonda Baraka.
Rhonda Baraka and I go back to Tuskegee.
Hello.
She was the...
Okay, we got to shake the hand on that.
She was the news... she was a news lady for the Tuskegee News. Her husband at the time, Tony Colvin Baraka, was at the radio station. They heard me read scripture at church.
Okay.
And gave me a job as the news director on WBIL radio
wow.
in Tuskegee, Alabama. That's how I know Rhonda Freeman Baraka.
Well, Rhonda, I love that story.
Yeah.
Rhonda and I've worked with, now this would be our sixth time working together, this time for Lifetime TV, A&E Lifetime. Pride and Prejudice. It airs June 1st, so that would be tomorrow
mm-hmm.
at 8 p.m. I had the pleasure of working with this fabulous, fierce actor. His name is Juan Antonio.
Okay.
Just got finished working with Mark Wahlberg on a movie, which will be out next year, and also the fabulous... Tiffany Hines, who stars mm-hmm. as the female lead. Of course, I got to work with Reggie Vell Johnson, veterans,
okay. yep.
Jack A. Harry. It was a wonderful time
it's
here in Atlanta,
thing.
Swirl Films.
So where's your headquarters? Where are you
Los
based?
Angeles.
You're in LA.
My production company, Days Ferry Productions, is in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I film my soap opera, mm-hmm. The Rich and the Ruthless. Now in its third season.
All right. Well, we got to see that. We got to turn
you
that
laugh
up.
Laugh out loud. Michael Collier stars in it.
Okay.
Alicia Renee.
He's a friend of the movement.
Some wonderful people.
Yeah. Michael Collier is a friend of the movement, and he's funny to death.
Uh huh. He's funny.
Crazy.
he's a very talented man. I will say that diversity.
And he chases you around the studio. I know.
You know what? He actually doesn't. I'm too fast
to
be caught. I am busy as a producer, as the director, writer, and I'm also in the production. We have a cast of 30 actors.
Okay.
We are a union project. I work with Mr. Keith Smith, a phenomenal black cinematographer. So I'm very fortunate to have the cast and the crew and to be able to delegate to people of color who I know are more than qualified,
of
that
course.
Don't always get the parity that they deserve, the economic inclusion in this abundant entertainment
yes.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thrilled to be able to interface with Bob Johnson's company. Bob Johnson, as you know, founded BET.
Right.
And he knows how to change the paradigm. He's taken a bite out of streaming and isn't stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud to be a part of the UMC TV family, and I cannot underscore how important it is. I don't care if you watch soap opera or not. Please join me on UMC TV and support a sister who's producing, directing, and writing and offering jobs in a diverse way to mm-hmm. other people in front and behind the camera.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. If there's one thing that you can leave with people in Atlanta who have followed you for years and who are loyal fans, of yours and who are wishing the best for you, what would you share with them?
Well, I would share with them that I am so incredibly grateful to you for keeping me lifted, especially in a time that was very difficult for me when I was pushing back against the studios on lack of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 10 years
yeah.
in the wilderness. But because you're in the wilderness does not mean you're lost. I built a muscle. I built strength and resilience. But I want to thank your listeners right now for watching me on Young and the Restless, staying with me, when I push back on lack of diversity, and now joining me at UMC, because that company has grown by 169%, and I'm in my third season and getting ready to do another show for them in 2020. I couldn't have done it without the listeners.
It's a beautiful thing. Vindication is just wonderful to breathe in, isn't it?
And to exhale, yes.
No doubt about it. My sister, you are beautiful. You have a wonderful spirit and a wonderful presence. You bless the show, and I thank you for coming through.
Well, I thank you, and I'm going to follow you on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Victoria Rowell, both IG and Twitter.
Okay, and I'm going to follow you black.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we already got that situation rolling.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then, and the next time you're in the city, call the A. Stop through and kick it with your brother.
I sure will.
Okay, we're going to do that. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please put your hands together for my dear sister, Victoria Rowell. And I pronounced her name about three different ways. It's okay.
Yes, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.